Sturgeon Bay police are not ready to give up the fight for justice in the case of a missing woman that was last seen on September 5th, 1975. Carol Jean Pierce was reported missing by her husband Richard on that day, but few clues have led to the discovery of Pierce's body or a decision in what exactly happened. Police Chief Dan Trelka says the department began executing a search warrant at 7:30 this morning on a parcel of land owned by Richard Pierce in Sheboygan, Michigan. Authorities have long believed Richard Pierce buried his wife there. Trelka says the hard work of previous police chiefs and the recent work of Lieutenant Thomas Baldwin the last 4 years has allowed the overall puzzle to begin coming together, leading to the warrant.
This is a situation that always was suspicious, and Chief Howard Larson initiated a missing person investigation 33 years ago when she first disappeared. Enough information was never developed to get to this point. Finally, we got enough pieces to the puzzle that have given us a picture to get a search warrant to search the property.
There is no set timetable for how long the search of Pierce's property will go on for. Law enforcement agencies from Wisconsin and Michigan are combining their efforts and services, including the use of a cadaver dog and ground-penetrating radar. Trelka adds that the Sturgeon Bay Police at no point ever gave up hope of solving this 33-year-old mystery.
And even though this case is 33 years old, law enforcement has not given up hope. We've given up hope of ever finding Carol Jean alive. As a matter of fact, the investigation has revealed that in all likelihood she's a homicide victim. But we would like to bring closure to the situation for the family.
When asked what solving this case would mean to both the family of Carol Jean Pierce and the department, Chief Trelka said it would be, quote, huge for everyone, for the family to have closure and a victory for the department to bring that closure, end quote. As for what this new search means for the case of Carol Jean Pierce, Trelka says it too remains just one piece of the puzzle.
The service of this search warrant is nothing more than one step in this investigation. Future investigative strategies are being discussed and additional activities are planned by law enforcement in this matter. This is just one step in the process.
According to the police report, Richard Pierce was a chief warrant officer in the U.S. Coast Guard and was a crew member on the Coast Guard cutter Mesquite stationed in Sturgeon Bay during the 1970s. No charges have ever been filed against him.